السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. Rabbi zidni ilma. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. O Allah, I indeed ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. Allahumma faqihna fid din. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. It is so good to see you all here, and I hope that everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, before I begin, I would just like to make a small announcement. So we will be having our live classes on Sunday, like the class we're having today. And then, inshallah, you will also have your group activity with your group leaders. And in your group, you will recite your sabak, or the lesson for tajweed and translation. And you will also be asked a question or two by your group leader related to the tafsir. So, inshallah, make sure you guys are paying attention and taking notes if possible. One more thing. Every week, the recording of the lesson will be sent on the WhatsApp group. So if you want to re-listen to the lesson, inshallah, that will be available on the WhatsApp group. And alhamdulillah, the lectures are also available on the website as well. So the website is www.arrahma.org. That's ARRAHMA.org. So inshallah, you have two options. You can listen from the WhatsApp group, or you can listen to the recording from the website as well, inshallah. So now that that's covered, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which we will be studying the beginning portion of Surah Al-Fatiha, so ayah number 1 of Surah Fatiha, inshallah. It's a pretty short lesson, and this will be followed by a brief summary of the tajweed of this ayah. So if you all could open up your Qur'ans and inshallah follow along as we recite. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, we only have one ayah today. So I would like to start by going over a brief tajweed of this ayah. So right away, we start with the name of Allah, alhamdulillahi. So here we have a lam with a sukun, and whenever we have a letter with a sukun, we will allow ourselves to rest upon this letter for a few moments. Alhamdu. Here we also have a meem with a sukun, so rest upon this meem as well. Alhamdu. And in between we have the letter ha, and ha is a letter we have to be very careful when reciting. This is a letter of the throat, and inshallah, when we recite ha, we want there to be air coming from the throat as if we are warming up our hands. Ha, ha, you can feel that it's coming from the throat. There should be warm air almost escaping from the throat. Alhamdu, alhamdulillahi. And here we have the name of Allah. So in this case, sometimes Allah is heavy and sometimes it is light. So in this case, this is a light lam. Lillahi. Light lam, and there is also a sukun on the lam, so we are resting upon this lam as well. Lillahi, alhamdulillahi, rabbi. Here we have the letter ra, and ra is a letter like the lam. Some cases it is light, some cases it is heavy. So for this case, the ra is a heavy ra, 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 not a light ra, ra, heavy, rabbi. Rabbi, so the mouth will feel full and the tongue will be slightly elevated from the back. Rabbil alamin. And here in the word al-alamin, again we have the letter lam with a sukoon. And when we have a letter with sukoon, we will rest upon this letter for a moment. Rabbil alamin. And here right afterwards we have the letter ayn. And again, ayn is also a letter of the throat. So we will feel a strangulation almost in the throat. Almost like our throat is getting tight when we recite this letter. If you put your hand on your throat, you should be able to feel the constriction. Rabbil alameen. Alameen. And here there's a small alif after the ayn. This means that this is a two-count mud. So pull this for two counts. You can count on your fingers. Rabbil alameen. And here at the end of the ayah, we have a noon. Whenever we stop at the end of the ayah, we put a sukoon. So here we have noon with a sukoon. So we will rest upon this noon. Rabbil alameen. And alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of this ayah. Now, inshallah, because the lesson for today was relatively shorter, I was hoping we could go over a little bit of tajweed theory. Now, before we start, I just want to say if you find yourself not completely understanding some of the ideas that we're going over, inshallah, don't feel bad, don't panic. The most important part of tajweed is application. So focus on listening and trying to mimic the sounds of the letters. Even if you do not fully understand why you're reading it a certain way, inshallah, that comes with time. So if you find the theory is a little difficult, just try to follow along as best as you can, but make sure that you're still reading the lesson properly. That should be the most important part. So that said, I would like to begin today by going over the sifat of tawassut. Inshallah, it's a lot of Arabic words. But tawassut is the name of the rule that we're learning today. So the rule we're learning is called tawassut. And it is a sifat, or characteristic, which means that not every letter will have tawassut. Because only certain letters have the characteristic of tawassut, not every letter will have it. And inshallah, we will go over what those letters are. So what is tawassut? It comes from the root word wasata, which means moderate or middle. So letters that have tawassut applied on it will have moderate or middle sound flow. Tawassut is sound flow. Usually when we recite our lessons, I will mention that we need to rest on this letter. For example, when we were reading this ayah, I mentioned in a few places that we will rest upon this letter. And that is exactly what tawassut is. So I hope that should sound a little familiar to you. So there will be a moderate sound flow. For example, if we have the word we will rest upon the meme. So that is sound flow. You can hear the meme is kind of continuing, and you can hear it's not ending completely. Because it's a moderate sound, we don't want it too long or too short. We don't want too long or too short. So we want a middle sound. So this is wasat. This is in between. So inshallah, we will go over more examples within the lesson as well, so you guys can hear better what exactly it sounds like. So what are the letters of tawassut? So like I mentioned, this is a sifat, or a characteristic, meaning not every letter will have this. Not every letter of the Arabic alphabet will be a letter of tawassut. The letters that do have it are in the word lin umar. So this is a mnemonic you can use. Every letter in the word lin umar, lin umar. And what are these letters? Separately, they are lam, noon, ayn, mim, ra. Lin umar, lam, noon, ayn, mim, ra. And when we have these letters with a sukoon, we will rest on them, or we will apply tawassut, in other words. So inshallah, we already discussed a little bit. This is just the technical terms that we're learning. Now, why is it important that we apply tawassut? So number one, the purpose of tajweed is tahsin, or to beautify. This is why we learn tajweed, so that we can beautify our recitation. So when we correctly apply the rulings of tajweed, our recitation is beautified. For example, if I recite the first ayah, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it doesn't sound very nice. But then when I recite it with proper tajweed, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Which one of the two sounds more beautiful? It is the second one, where you apply tajweed, and that is because tajweed, the purpose of tajweed, is to recite it beautifully, the way that the Prophet ﷺ used to recite. Why else do we apply tajweed? Number two, so it will allow us to hear every word that we recite, specifically for tawassut. If we read too fast, and I say, for example, aman, The listener does not know what it is that I said. It's hard to understand what is the word that I said. But if I apply it tawassut and I say, and even someone who does not have the Quran in front of them will be able to hear exactly what I'm saying. So if I apply tawassut, each letter gets its haqq. Each letter gets its proper right, and no letter is forgotten or misunderstood. Inshallah, this will help other people listening to your Quran recitation. They will be able to understand better, and inshallah, we won't be able to butcher any meanings either. And finally, number three, the tawassut will force you to slow down your recitation. And this is something that can happen a lot of the times when you're reading Quran or in Salah. So applying the rule of tajweed will force you to slow down, pace yourself, and take your time. And inshallah, when you're reading tawassut, you have to stop on the letter. It's not possible to do tawassut and speed through the recitation. So this is a way that we can pace ourselves and go slowly and beautify our recitation. And these are just some of the reasons why it's important to apply the rules of tajweed and specifically the rules of tawassut. Now, we'll go over some examples of the tawassut from today's lesson, and there are a lot just in this one ayah. So I just want you to keep in mind that we are looking for the letters Lin Umar, Lam Noon Ain Mim Ra, with a sukoon on top. And inshallah, if you'd like to follow along in your Quran, try to find them before we go over them, and then you can see if you got all of them. So let us begin with the first ayah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have the word Alhamdu. And right away, I see a letter of tawassut. I see a letter Lam. And the lam is part of Lin Umar, Lam Noon, Lin Umar. And here we have the lam has a sukoon. So, like I mentioned before, we will rest upon this letter. But instead of saying rest, we will apply tawassut. They are both the same thing. So, if you'd like, you can put a small t underneath the lam because there is tawassut. Now, what does tawassut sound like? We are just resting for a few moments, not too long, not too short. Alhamdu. You can see that the lam sound is a little prolonged. Alhamdu. Similar to that. And inshallah, we have another letter of tawassut in the meme. We have meme with sukoon. Meme is part of Lin Umar. Ain Mim Ra. Alhamdu. So you can hear that I'm taking time on each letter, and that is the purpose of tawassut. We hear there is a sound flow. Let's move on to the next word. We have the word lillahi. And here we have a hidden sukoon on the letter lam in the word of Allah. So we will also apply tawassut to this because lam is a letter of Lin Umar. Lillahi alhamdulillahi. For the next word, we have the word rab. And rab, we have a ra, but it does not have a sukoon. So we will not apply tawassut. Remember, the tawassut is applied on the letters of Lin Umar with a sukoon on top. So I don't see any in this word, so let's move on to the next word. So here we have the word al-alamin. And right at the beginning, I see that there is a letter of Lin Umar. We have the letter lam, and lam has a sukoon, so we will apply tawassut. We will rest upon this letter. Rabbil alamin. Now we don't want to go too fast. We don't want to say Rabbil alamin. Rabbil alamin. So truly allow yourself to rest, almost like you're calming yourself down with the letters. And inshallah, moving on with the rest of this word, we have al-alamin. Now because we are ending the ayah here, we are ending the word, we will apply a sukoon to the last letter. The last letter here is a noon. So we end up having a noon with a sukoon. Now is noon a letter of tawassut? Let's check. So we have the word lin umar. And noon is part of tawassut. It is in lin, lam noon. So we will also apply tawassut on the end of this word. Rabbil alameen. So here we have alhamdu, lam and meem. Lillahi, we have lam. Al-alameen, we have lam and noon. So these are the places where we apply tawassut just in the single ayah. So inshallah, let's read together one more time and try to pay attention to the tawassut, to the resting on the letters, and try to see how that changes your recitation when you apply this rule. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So you can see that our recitation is beautified with the application of these tajweed rules. And inshallah, you can mark the letters with a T or a small R if you want to put for rest. And inshallah, try to go ahead into the next few ayahs and find any other Lin Umar letters with a sukoon. And whenever you have a letter with sukoon, try to rest upon it. And inshallah, this can be a small practice for you. Now, before we end, we'll just do a quick review. So what is the wasut? The wasut is moderate or middle sound flow. It is the sifat or characteristic, meaning that not every letter will have tawassut. Only a few letters will have tawassut. And what are these letters? They can be found in the word Lin Umar. So this is the word you will look for to find letters of tawassut. You will look for in Lin Umar. Separately, these letters are Lam, Noon, Ayn, Neem, and Ra. Lin Umar, Lam, Noon, Ayn, Neem, Ra. When we have these letters with a sukoon, we will rest on them, or we will have tawassut, in other words. Why is it important that we apply tawassut? It can beautify our recitation. It will allow us to hear every word that we recite, and it will force us to slow down and pace ourselves when reciting. And there are a few examples in the first ayah of Surah Fatiha. So we have the word alhamdu, lam and meem, lillahi, lam, al-alamin, lam and noon. Finally, just a quick reminder that if you're still confused or you don't fully understand, don't panic, and inshallah, don't feel bad. The theory will come with time. Inshallah, the most important thing is application, so try to mimic the sounds the best that you can. Inshallah, Allah will not ask you about what the letters of tawassut are, but He will ask you if you try to copy the sounds of it and apply it in your own recitation. So inshallah, just make a small mark around the letters and just try to prolong the sukoon a little bit. So inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. We will complete the next parts of the surah next week, inshallah. Now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will hand over the mic. I realize that this was a little bit of a heavy lesson, so jazakallah khairan kathiran, everyone, for sticking out. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته